The Simple Life. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, The Simple Life. Back to basics. Green Acres, Mayberry RFD. For a lot of people who work near the West Virginia Panhandle, the call to the farming life is irresistible. A little too irresistible as far as the local authorities are concerned, because what's attracting all the farmers to West Virginia isn't just the wide open spaces, the fresh air, and the solid rural values of West Virginians. It's the even solider values of owning a piece of land that's exempt from most property tax. You see, on the theory that family farms ought to be encouraged, West Virginia has granted them a special tax exemption. All you have to do is use at least 5 acres of your land to generate $1,000 in sales, and you, my friend, are officially Mr. Green Jeans, which means that on a $20,000 plot of land, you might pay a property tax of about $6. That's one powerful incentive to get back to the land, and so quite a few people have, we're told. And remarkably, many of these small farmers in West Virginia tend to be very small indeed, more like bite-sized farmers, able to get by with a couple goats, couple cows, and a pea patch. The guy who did that was farming 120 acres. Local tax assessors want this loophole closed, but then what would that do to legitimate farmers whose reason for having only 2 cows and 2 goats is simply that they're really bad farmers? Why not cut these people some slack? I mean, you can't do anything about the price of gas. You can't do anything about rising medical costs. But at least there is still one place in this great country where, for the price of a couple of cows, you can do something about your property tax. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.